AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Former Red Sox slugger David Ortiz has left the Dominican Republic aboard an air ambulance. His former team is having Big Poppy airlifted to Boston for medical care after Ortiz was shot by an attacker at a bar in the Caribbean.
It's hard to express what David Ortiz means to the Boston Red Sox. When you love someone and they come in harm's way, it's jarring.
The 43-year-old Ortiz is reported in stable condition after surgery to remove his injured gallbladder and part of his intestine. An alleged gunman firing at cars on I-35 in Oklahoma City has been killed in a shootout with police. At least four vehicles were struck this morning before authorities found the shooter. This just in from St. Louis, a judge has issued another order that allows Missouri's only abortion clinic to remain open. The judge granted Planned Parenthood's request for a preliminary injunction, which extends his temporary restraining order against a new law banning abortion. In Washington, news of a deal struck between the Justice Department and the House Judiciary Committee to hand over evidence that Robert Mueller used to prepare the Russia report. John Dean, a star witness during Watergate who helped bring down the Nixon presidency, testified today before the House Judiciary Committee.
Special Counsel Mueller has provided this committee with a roadmap.
But Republicans like Georgia's Doug Collins called Dean the godfather of campaign interference.
Probably had a picture of how do we actually use the governmental resources to interfere in other people's campaigns. Mr. Dean is the godfather. They may even had a picture of you knowing how you do it.
In New York City, a helicopter crashed atop a skyscraper. One person presumed to be the pilot is dead. This is AP Radio News. Well, there's some good news about hiring after Friday's lukewarm report that just 75,000 jobs were added.
The Labor Department says employers hired the most people on record in April, while the number of open jobs was largely unchanged. That's all evidence that the job market remains solid. Businesses filled just under 6 million jobs in April, 4.2% more than March, and the most since records began in December 2000. The report shows employers are confident enough about the economy to add staff, but there was one warning sign. The number of job openings has declined, which suggests demand for labor has softened. Shelley Antler, Washington.
And stocks closed higher today, the Dow up 78 points. Musicians, politicians, and fellow chefs attended a send-off today for Leah Chase, the queen of Creole cuisine. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.